Let's bring in the man that is going to give us a white Christmas, Pat Pagano.
Yep, when no longer dreaming of a white Christmas, because you will get one.
There you go. That's it for the weather. That's it.
So long. That's it. Goodbye. Goodbye. Well, today we got a little snow or wintry mix coming in this afternoon.
We got schools that are canceling and closing. I mean, closing early already.
Good. Low 30s today. The wintry mix changes over to rain tonight. Light rain. Low 30s. It'll be mild with periods of rain Saturday, 40 to 45. That rain will end Saturday night. So Sunday, I said early rain. Forget that. It's already out. Mostly cloudy Sunday. I wouldn't even be surprised you get a break of sun. High of 40. Christmas Eve, right after midnight, snow will develop. We'll be in the low 30s. You will have an accumulating snow Christmas morning, 3 to 6 inches. Before it tapers off in the early afternoon, it will get windy. The highs will be around 30 degrees.
All right, so when the kiddies awake on Christmas morning, it'll be snowing.
Yes, it will be. Yep.
That hasn't happened.
And everybody will be able to go out there and try your new sleighs out.
That has not happened in a long time.
Right. It's been a while. I think it was back in, I don't know, maybe 2005, 2006, something like that.
Yeah, it's been since we've actually had snow on Christmas. We're not talking about snow on the ground, but actually snowing on Christmas Eve.
Christmas Day, and Christmas Eve, right.
Yeah.
Yep. And I'm hoping to get home at a reasonable time so that I don't have to encounter icy roads, because I'll be traveling back from Long Island. So I'm going to have to tell my sister to speed things up on Christmas Eve.
Well, you know, my problem is going to be I come in and feed the cats on Christmas Day and stuff like that, and I mean, you know, got to move people around and stuff like that. So that's my problem for Christmas Day. That's my problem.
Yeah, especially your ramp is going to get covered with snow.
It certainly is. Well, we have got people that clean that off. It's just a question of getting here. You don't have to feed the cats.
Well, can't you feed the cats Sunday, Christmas Eve?
Well, no, you got to. You know, they're used to having somebody come in and, you know, feed them. You know, they don't get automatic feeders or anything like that. People come in and feed them. You know, we don't do that with the cats. The cats, you know, the cats are used to to everybody coming in and feeding them and stuff like that. So.
Well, maybe you should get one of those automatic feeders.
Well, no, because. It's they like the people coming in, you know.
Well, I mean, for one day, it's not going to kill them.
Well, how would you like it if you always had somebody come in and then one day all of a sudden they just didn't show up, and you're used to them coming in every day? Come on.
Well, if it was just one day.
Yeah. Well, we'll figure this out. We'll figure.
You better figure it out.
I know.
You better figure that out. And
so now I got to tell you, Pat. Here's the story. Yesterday, no heat in the building, right?
Right.
And we were out of propane in the big tank, 350-gallon tank. Now, we had it filled in October, but they only filled it once a year because it used to be this place was heated with oil, you know, like an oil furnace, and they only had to fill the propane once a year because that really is just for the generator. So now they come, they fill the tank with propane. There's a leak.
Oh, no.
There's a leak, a propane leak, which was right by the building, which they fixed temporarily. But it's a leak in a pipe, and it doesn't look like that pipe should be there. You know, it's now, years and years and years ago, it was okay to install. But now, supposedly, it's not a good pipe to have in the ground. So now, today, we find out how we rectify the situation.
Ugh.
That's right.
It almost sounds as bad as when they found the tank underneath my property right before we bought the house.
Well, all I can say is we wish us a Merry Christmas. We wish us a Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
And also the town of Sharon, and a Happy New Year. I've got a feeling the easiest way out of this thing, if we have to, is instead of replacing that in-ground tank, is just getting a couple 150-gallon tanks and plopping them down by the side of the building, you know, like you do at homes.
Right, right, right.
And then empty out that. I think that instead of digging up everything, but who knows? Maybe we won't even have to do that. But we weren't crazy. There was a little bit of smell, and that's what it was, a little bit of a leak. And it was found by our oil company and by our oil technicians. So kudos to them for being so observant and on the job, because it could have resulted in a big disaster. Imagine me coming here one day, turn on the microwave, poof, here it goes.
Wow. Yeah, because we have a 100-pound tank up at the lake, and I only have to refill that once a season.
That's like one of the tubes, right?
Yes.
Yeah. At my house, I have two bigger tanks. I think I've got a total of 300 gallon. I got two 150-gallon tanks, I think.
Yeah, and that propane is no cheaper than gas.
Oh, it's a lot. It's a lot cheaper.
Not for me, it's not. They were charging me. This is this past summer. $5.25 a gallon
for what? Propane.
Propane.
You're getting robbed.
$5.25 per gallon, and they said it's because I don't use that much.
There you go. That's what it is. When you use a lot, it's
pay less.
You pay less, yeah. Yeah. It's cheaper than oil.
So Marshall and all our listeners, I want to wish everybody a very, very happy, safe, Merry Christmas. Unlike Mike, who will be here Tuesday, I will be here till Wednesday.
Mike will be here Tuesday.
I know, unlike Mike. I will be here till Wednesday.
Yeah. So who's going to work Tuesday?
Bill is working Tuesday.
All right.
Until we select a new replacement for Mike Maron, and I'm in the process of doing that. I figured right after the holidays, and I'll be keeping you posted. Christmas Eve into Christmas Day, I will send you the updated forecast and my MP3s, so you will actually hear me on Christmas Day, but I won't be here. Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah, you'll be.
I won't actually be working, but I'll be monitoring everything just in case there's a big change.
All right. Well, Pat, want to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas, and I'll speak to you on Wednesday.
Wednesday it is. If you need me for anything, you know, just dial Pat for Pagano.
I've got the number.
Okay, great.
All right, Pat.
Thanks,
Merry Christmas.
Marshall.
Take care. Pat Pagano in the Weather Center this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.